The voices were coming back. The yelling, conflicting voices which were driving him mad. You're dead, Jake. You were run over by a car and you're dead. Don't be stupid. Look, see that poster? Remember the Class 1 picnic, it says. Do you think they have class picnics in the afterlife? I don't know, but I know you were run over by a car. No! Yes, it happened on May 9th at 8:25 a.m. You died less than a minute later. No, no, no! John? He looked around, badly startled. Mr. Bissett, his French teacher, was standing there looking a little concerned. Behind him, the rest of the student body was streaming into the common room for the morning assembly. There was very little skylarking and no yelling at all. Presumably, these other students, like Jake himself, had been told by their parents how lucky they were to be attending Piper, where money didn't matter, although tuition was $22,000 a year, only your brains. Presumably, many of them had been promised trips this summer if their grades were good enough. Presumably, the parents of the lucky trip winners would even go along in some cases. Presumably, John, are you okay? Mr. Bissett asked. Sure, Jake said. Fine. I overslept a little this morning, not awake yet, I guess. Mr. Bissett's face relaxed, and he smiled. Happens to the best of us. Not to my dad, the master of the kiln never oversleeps. Are you ready for your French final? Mr. Bissett asked. Voulez-vous faire l'examen cet après-midi? I think so, Jake said. In truth, he didn't know if he was ready for the exam or not. He couldn't even remember if he had studied for the French final or not. These days, nothing seemed to matter much except for the voices in his head. I want to tell you again how much I enjoyed having you this year, John. I wanted to tell your folks, too, but they missed Parents' Night. They're pretty busy, Jake said. Mr. Bissett nodded. Well, I have enjoyed you. I just wanted to say so, and that I'm looking forward to having you back for French, too, next year. Thanks, Jake said, and wondered what Mr. Bissett would say if he added, but I don't think I'll be taking French, too, next year, unless I can get a correspondence course delivered to my postal box at good old Sunnyvale. Joanne Franks, the school secretary, appeared in the doorway of the common room with her small silver-plated bell in her hand. At the Piper School, all bells were rung by hand. Jake supposed that if you were a parent, that was one of its charms. Memories of the little red schoolhouse and all that. He hated it himself. The sound of that little bell seemed to go right through his head. I can't hold on much longer, he thought despairingly. I'm sorry, but I'm losing it. I'm really, really losing it. Mr. Bissett had caught sight of Ms. Franks. He turned away, then turned back again. Is everything all right, John? You've seemed preoccupied these last few weeks. Troubled. Is something on your mind? Jake was almost undone by the kindness in Mr. Bissett's voice. But then he imagined how Mr. Bissett would look if he said, yes, something is on my mind. One hell of a nasty little factoid. I died, you see, and I went into another world, and then I died again. You're going to say that stuff like that doesn't happen, and of course you're right. And part of my mind knows you're right, but most of my mind knows that you're wrong. It did happen. I did die. If he said something like that, Mr. Bissett would be on the phone to Elmer Chambers at once. And Jake thought that Sunnyvale Sanitarium would probably look like a rescuer after all the stuff his father would have to say on the subject of kids who started having crazy notions just before finals week. Kids who did things like that couldn't be discussed over lunch or cocktails. Kids who let down the side. Jake forced himself to smile at Mr. Bissett. I'm a little worried about exams, that's all. Mr. Bissett winked. You'll do fine. Ms. Franks began to ring the assembly bell. Each peal stabbed into Jake's ears and then seemed to flash across his brain like a small rocket. Come on, Mr. Bissett said. We'll be late. Can't be late on the first day of finals week, can we? They went in past Ms. Franks and her clashing bell. Mr. Bissett headed toward the row of seats called Faculty Choir. There were lots of cute names like that at Piper School. The auditorium was the common room. Lunch hour was outs. Seventh and eighth graders were upper boys and girls. And, of course, the folding chairs over by the piano, which Ms. Franks would soon begin to pound as mercilessly as she rang her silver bell, was faculty choir. All part of the tradition, Jake supposed. If you were a parent who knew your kid had outs in the common room at noon instead of just slopping up tuna surprise in the caf, you relaxed into the assurance that everything was A-OK in the education department.